If you have your Bibles, turn with me in them to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23, we'll read this evening the whole chapter through verse 39. Matthew 23, verses 1 through 39. And God's people, these are the words of the living and true God, so let's give our attention to them. And Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one who is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you blind guides who say, 'Whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it.' Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, 'If we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.' Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves, that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, And some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous bloodshed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And those are God's words. Jesus, in the last chapter, you remember he was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees. It appears in this chapter he speaks about them and against them. In verse 3, he tells them that whatever they are told to observe, they are to do it. Because what they're speaking is the law of God. But he reminds them, don't follow in their actions because they're hypocrites. They don't walk according to what they speak in the law. And that's what is warned through verse 12, to not imitate their hypocrisy and their pride. And then through verse 33, he goes down a list of charges against them as hypocrites for corrupting the law, for opposing the gospel, and treacherous dealing both with God and man. The rest of the chapter, he passes sentence upon Jerusalem. And he foretells of the ruin of the temple and the city. And there in Jerusalem, where the mercy of God was shown the greatest, in Christ at the cross, the same place we have seen the greatest wickedness and rebellion in the history of God's people. And as Christians, we must turn from hypocrisy and be faithful in Christ and by His Holy Spirit. And that is our calling. That we would not be hypocrites like these spoken of here. And be a light to the gospel of Christ through the world. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful for Jesus Christ. We're thankful that he teaches us here that it is good to be bold. And it is good to condemn evil and hate evil. And Father, we pray that we would hate evil and hate hypocrisy. That we would turn from hypocrisy ourselves. For Christians are the biggest hypocrites. Because we know what is true. We know what is right. Just like Paul in Romans 7. And we preach the truth. We proclaim it. We tell of it. We teach it to our children. And yet we ourselves break your law all day. In our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. So Father, we pray that you would not make us or allow us to be like the Pharisees or scribes. But that when we see our sin, we would turn from it and repent. We confess it before you, knowing that you're the God who forgives us in Christ your Son and cleanses us of unrighteousness and our sin and the guilt of our sin, even by the blood of your Son. Father, this day we ask that you would make us to be a people who understand the times, to give us discernment, just as those in Jesus' day needed to discern the times as he here began prophesying of the destruction of Jerusalem and the coming days. And Father, we still need discernment in these passages, for we are not perfect in our understanding of them, of course, because it is perfect, your word, and we are finite and frail. But help us understand and give clarity of these passages that we might better grasp what lays ahead for us, which includes, as you promised, persecution and suffering, but in the end, victory in Christ, victory for the church, and the salvation of all nations that will come and fear you, as we heard this morning. Father, we ask for your help. We ask for your help that you would, as we considered this morning the government and our nation's rulers and authorities, we pray that you would save them. We pray that you would raise up godly men to rule according to your word. We pray that you would raise up Christians who fear you to rule. And that this nation would submit the knee and bow the knee in all things to Jesus Christ and His law, the Word of God. That the gospel would be proclaimed by the church faithfully. That the church would repent, the nation would repent. And we would be faithful in our worship of you. The nation would be faithful in its allegiance to you. And Father, we ask that you would make the church and the religion of Jesus Christ and Christianity, not as it's known by the world, but as it is known in the Scriptures. We pray that you would make Christianity the religion of our nation, and that all would bow the knee. And Father, that you would bring about in all nations, the nations to bow the knee and to submit to Jesus and kiss Him, the Son, lest they perish in the way. And Father, we are in one sense fearful of the judgment that is upon our nation, that is coming upon our nation, that will be upon our nation, unless we repent. And Father, we ask that you would do a great work in these days or the days to come after we pass and are with you forever, for our descendants, our children and our children's children. And you would raise up rulers to rule according to your word. And they would submit to you in all things. Father, we ask for our congregation that you would uphold us, sanctify us, and cleanse us of our sin. We have sinned in many ways, in ways we don't know of even. We ask that you would forgive us and cleanse us of our sin. Father, we ask that you would make us to be a repentant people, to be a people who are humble before you and before one another, that we would, as we've heard in Romans 12, love one another, that we would even love our enemies and love our neighbors as ourselves. We ask for our denomination that the word would go forth, that ministers, elders would teach and preach your word faithfully, and that many would come to Jesus Christ for their salvation. That it would go, that gospel would go to the ends of the earth. And you would use us, weak as we are, to do so. And we pray that you, and in this, you would grow us in number for your glory alone, for the gospel to spread, if that be your will. We're thankful that you are adding to your church. So we pray for those little children who have been born and will be born soon, or in the coming months. We pray for their health. You would make them and keep them healthy. We pray for the families and all of our families, all of our children. You would cause them to love you and fear you and believe on Christ for their salvation. We pray also for those who have gone out from us, those who are wicked, those who have played the fool and said there's no God. And even though they've heard many, many times the gospel of Jesus Christ, they have rejected Jesus. We pray that you would call them back to yourself. Cause them to know and recall the word and recall it to their hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, and change their hearts, of which are greatly hard against you. But your Spirit can soften their hearts. And so send your Spirit and make them, their hearts which are as stone, like flesh. Father, now as we continue worshiping you, we ask that you would bless your church. Bless us as your people as we worship you. not because we deserve it, but because of Christ your Son, and for his sake we pray in his name. Amen.